The Youth's Instructor, September 12, 1901, Conquering Temptation. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. This was Christ's practice. He was often assailed by temptation, but in place of yielding or being provoked, he sang God's praises. With spiritual songs, he stopped the fluent speech of those whom Satan was using to create strife. He sang with fervency and melody. When those who love God are tempted, let them sing the praises of their Creator rather than speak words of accusing or fault-finding. The Lord will bless those who thus try to make peace. Trust in God. Be careful not to give the enemy any advantage by your unguarded words. Keep looking to Jesus. He is your strength. By steadfastly beholding Him, you will be changed into the same likeness. When the enemy tempts you to become discouraged, remember that Christ has said, "Let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me." Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Then, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up for you a standard against him. Your part is to take hold of the strength that is as firm as the throne of God. Believe in God. Although you have trials, lose not your faith. Remember that Christ was tempted in all points, like as you are. Remember that nothing in this world is so dear to God as His church. The Lord knows and loves those who are His. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We must put on every piece of the armor, and then stand firm. The Lord has honored us by choosing us as His soldiers. Let us fight bravely for Him, maintaining the right in every transaction. Rectitude in all things is essential to the welfare of the soul. As you strive for the victory over your own inclinations, He will help you by His Holy Spirit to be circumspect in every action, that you may give no occasion for the enemy to speak evil of the truth. Put on as your breastplate that divinely protected righteousness which it is the privilege of all to wear. This will protect your spiritual life. Be so considerate, so tender, so compassionate, that the atmosphere surrounding you will be fragrant with heaven's blessing. Do not discourage yourself and others by talking of defects of character. Talk of the light of which heaven is full. Look away from the imperfections of others to the perfection of Christ. Praise wherever you can. Love God and those around you. Forget yourself. Improve is the word I have for all. Use to a purpose the capabilities God has given you. Let the love of Christ lead you to strive for victory. You can, if you will do His will, reach the ideal which He has set before you. Let joy and love and the grace of Christ perfect your character. Let a willingness to obey make your path bright. believe, and receive to impart. Without a murmur or complaint, lift the cross. In the act of lifting it, you will find that it lifts you. You will find it alive with mercy, compassion, and pitying love.